December 23, 1921. One who operates in the divine will gives Jesus the field to release new works, new love, and new power. Effects of the sleep of Jesus. I felt all immersed in the divine will, and my sweet Jesus, on coming, told me, daughter of my volition, as you operate and live in my will, you make more new acts come out from within my will, and you give me the field for new works, new love, and new power. How happy I feel that the creature, by living in my will, gives me the field to act. On the other hand, one who does not live in my will bends my arms and renders my will useless for her, while my being is led to motion and to work by the irresistible force of my love. Only one who lives in my will gives me free field, and I animate even the tiniest acts of my divine will. I do not disdain to place the seal of divine virtue even on the lowest things. This is why I love so much one who lives in my will, and I surround each of her acts with so much grace, with such dignity and decorum, because I want the honor and the glory of my divine work. Therefore, be attentive, and think well that if all that you do, you do not do in my will, you will give uselessness to your Jesus. Ah, if you knew how idleness weighs on me, how it saddens me, you would be more attentive, wouldn't you? Then, after this, I was about to close my eyes to sleep, and I said to myself, my sleep too in your will. Even more, may my breath be transformed into yours, so that all that Jesus did while sleeping, I may do as well. But then, did my Jesus really sleep? And Jesus came back and added, my daughter, my sleep was extremely brief, but I did sleep. However, I did not sleep for myself, but for creatures. As the head, I represented the whole human family, and I had to lay my humanity over all in order to give them rest. I could see all creatures covered with a mantle of disturbance, of struggles, of restlessness. Some were falling into sin and remained saddened. Some were dominated by tyrannical passions which they wanted to conquer, and remained disturbed. Some wanted to do good and struggled in order to do it. In some, there was no peace, because true peace is possessed when the will of the creature returns unto the will of its creator, from which it came. Outside of the center, shifted from the origin, there is no peace. Therefore, while sleeping, my humanity laid itself over all, wrapping them as though within a mantle, just like the hen, when it calls its chicks under its maternal wings to make them sleep. In the same way, extending over all, I called all of my children under my wings, to give to some forgiveness of sin, to some victory over passions, to some strength in the fight, to give peace and rest to all. And in order not to strike fear in them, but to give them courage, I did this while sleeping. Who would fear someone who is sleeping? Now the world has not changed. Rather, it is amid struggles more than ever, and therefore I want someone who sleeps in my will, so as to repeat the effects of the sleep of my humanity. Then, with an afflicted tone, he repeated, and my other children, where are they? Why don't they all come to me, to receive rest and peace? Let us call them, let us call them together. And it seemed that Jesus would call them by name, one by one. But few were those who came.